Now, let's move to regular agenda item number 255.
Strengthen regulations for tree preservation in development situations.
Okay, so let's figure out how we want to proceed on this. Commissioner Saltzman is not here, but apparently has an amendment. This was scheduled for second reading. We would normally be voting. We also were approached this morning by some folks that wanted to speak on the amendment, and I was not aware of that until just this morning, and said that we would try to provide that opportunity, but he's not here. So my recommendation, I think, is that we take testimony at some future council session, not necessarily today, and that we take action at some future council session.
Mayor, I asked, I was unaware of the amendment, so I asked Commissioner Saltzman's office to furnish me with a copy. I told Mac Rum of his staff that as a courtesy to him, I would offer the amendment so it was on the table. And my suggestion is that we set this over till next week, take testimony next week, and vote on the ordinance.
So as a co-sponsor, I was, or actually the initiator of this ordinance, I was also not aware of the amendment and I was aware that something might be coming, but hadn't seen it till this morning. This is a stopgap measure, and we are coming back to council on the 30th of March, which is 2 weeks from today, with a report on the tree code and a request to establish a committee to look at, to do a thorough review of the tree code. And if council wishes, we can get that going sooner rather than later. The request was for the next fiscal year. However, we could get started earlier, and we could bring back amendments as soon as the committee's recommended it. I'm really concerned about putting an amendment on the table that the majority of the public hasn't seen, that has not been published even on the Tuesday memo, and which there has been an opportunity for public review of what we have on the table, which is intended to be, as I said, a stopgap measure. It's not the be-all and end-all. There will be more opportunities in just 2 weeks for people to testify. If Commissioner Saltzman and others want to put an amendment on the table or want to amend the ordinance, they could file this coming Monday and have something on the council agenda which everybody in the public could then review. So my preference would be to adopt the stopgap, to vote on the stopgap today, and then continue the discussions, as I'm sure we will, several times over the next year.
Well, I understand your desire to try to resolve this, Commissioner Fritz, but I'm uncomfortable with leaving a sponsor of this ordinance behind, who has unfortunately not able to be here this morning and has proposed an amendment. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to accept a motion to adopt this amendment. Is there a second for that motion?
For courtesy purposes, second.
So I'm going to accept the motion to consider the amendment, put it on the table, and thereby make it available to the public. And I think I'm going to set the whole thing over to March 30th so that we can take up this ordinance and the report on the same day so that people that are interested in the tree code will see what we're doing. I'll take testimony on the amendment as the council considers it that day. Does that make sense?
Mayor Hales, can I
kill
just,
two birds with
can
one
I just,
stone? Here?
Can I forecast something? Commissioner Fritz, I think, has rightly characterized this as a stopgap measure. It is actually an ordinance, which means it's not effective for 30 days. If we set this over for 2 weeks, we take testimony on the amendment, and we have a final package, I probably will sponsor an amendment to put an emergency clause on the ordinance so we can proceed.
Actually, I appreciate the concern and the support, Commissioner Fish. However, that's really difficult for staff in the Bureau of Development Services. If we put an emergency on, that means that they wouldn't know what was going to be in the rule, and then they're supposed to then implement it the very next day without the opportunity to do training with their staff, without the ability to put out brochures about what.
I was because you referred to it as a stopgap, and it would otherwise be a 30-day lag until it actually becomes effective. I would propose it. If that's not the will of the sponsor, I won't propose it. But it's my intention to cast my vote on the 30th.
So I'm going to set this over to the 30th.
So in that case, Mayor, we're going to need more than an hour on the 30th, and you have another time certain scheduled for 3 o'clock on the 30th.
I'm not sure why we'd need more than an hour to consider this amendment and a little bit of testimony on the amendment.
Well, we have what's on the council agenda is the report on the tree code.
So what's on the council calendar that morning?
On the afternoon, and it's the Office of Equity and Human Rights annual report.
All right. Well, I might be willing to accommodate this and either move that time certain or otherwise make this work.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that we are open with people who are planning to testify on both issues.
Yes, okay. All right. So I'm going to continue this to the 30th. We'll make the amendment available to anybody that's interested, and we'll take this up then along with the report. Okay.